In relation to the legislative and regulatory framework in place to combat discrimination that has been enacted in the last 5 years, while the Maldives Second Periodic Report details the specific legislations in place, which talks about non-discrimination, if we are talking about the recent past, the Civil Procedure Act, which was enacted, contains provisions on non-discrimination. Also, the Tenancy Act contains provisions in relation to non-discrimination. The government would be happy to give a comprehensive list of the provisions, legislative provisions, which talk about non-discrimination in the different legislations we have in place. With regard to citizenship and statelessness, the Maldivian population is largely homogeneous, with the resident population in Maldives encompassing other ethnicities and nationalities, primarily owing to the fact that we have foreign labor in the country. Article 9 of the Constitution of the Republic of Maldives, in describing Maldivian citizens, states that non-Muslims may not become a citizen of the Maldives. While the process of becoming a citizen has been made simpler in recent years, the requirements or the criteria have not been changed, as we have been reiterating throughout this session. The Islamic faith is an uncompromisable tenet of the Maldivian identity. Also, with regard to the questions on LGBT community, again, Article 10 of the Constitution states that the religion of the state of Maldives is Islam, and Islam shall be one of the basis of all the laws of Maldives. Article 10b further states that no law contrary to any tenet of Islam shall be enacted in the Maldives. Therefore, provisions contrary to Islamic law cannot be incorporated into the Maldivian legal framework. However, we must note that the legislative framework and practices do not discriminate in ensuring rights and providing services to all. Thank you, AG.
Thank you.